The World Bank report warns of a bleak economic future for Palestinians if international donors go through with plans to cut financial assistance to the Palestinian Authority. Nearly three-quarters of the estimated annual $1 billion budget of the Palestinian Authority is funded by international donors. Most international donors have said they will no longer be able to make direct disbursements to a Hamas-dominated Palestinian Authority because of the group's refusal to recognize Israel and disarm. Israel also says it is halting the transfer of about $50 million a month in customs and tax revenue it collects and disperses to the Palestinian Authority because it says Hamas will be able to control the money. As a result, the World Bank warns personal incomes in the Palestinian territories could drop by as much as 30% this year. Unemployment could double to nearly 40%, and the Palestinian economy could shrink by nearly 30%. Nasser Abdul Karim, a professor of economics at Berzeit University in the West Bank city of Ramallah, says if all of the projected cuts go through, the economic effects will be devastating.
Then Palestinian treasury will be in deep problem because the deficit will rise to almost 80% of the budget, and that will be very high. So the PNA will actually be hit the most, and 150,000 Palestinian staff employees with the PNA, because the PNA is the largest employer here in Palestine, will be left out without regular income. And that has a lot of social and political consequences here.
International donors and Israel say while direct disbursements of funds to the Palestinian Authority could stop once Hamas takes office, humanitarian aid will continue to Palestinians through non-governmental organizations. Samir Abdallah is the director of the Independent Economic Studies Institute in Ramallah. He says funding humanitarian aid projects will not fill the gap left by cutting funding to the Palestinian Authority.
If you take the basic services to the population, more than 80% from education is public, governmental actually, and more than 50% of the health services is governmental. And, of course, if you take the 150,000 employees, they represent around 25% of the labor force. They are employees of the government. Most of these people are really living from their income. And the governmental budget, it provided a lifeline to keep economic activity going.
Hamas leaders say they are seeking alternate sources of funding in the Muslim world in countries like Iran. However, so far there is no indication that funding has been found to make up a projected budget shortfall that the World Bank warns could cripple the Palestinian economy and result in social chaos. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.